Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org. It's where community grows.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
All right. WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of this diversity and not the view of WFNU, KFAI, or FTI as a whole. Uncle Charlie. I remember. You are listening to WFNU LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. This is Soul Audible Detox. We're in Season 4, Episode 10, this White Boy Wednesday. VP in the prayers with our homeboy, resident white guy, Chris.
And our brother.
A-Bear, our brother, of course.
Brother. Appreciate from another.
Yep. Chris heard this song and he's in love with it now, so I had to play it for him. So
right.
Yeah. He re-listened.
You know what? There's always that moment when you know a friend is a true friend.
Tell me about that.
We was at some bar.
This is no. Oh, you talking about the?
I don't even remember where we were.
The almost altercation.
Yeah.
You were DJing.
Is that what it was?
You were DJing and you went to go to the bar and get a drink. And someone said
something happened.
Something
got pushed or whatever. And I said, Chris, we might just have to tear this up. And he was like, seriously? And I was like, yeah, I was serious, whatever was going on. He had a dream. He was like, seriously? I mean, he kind of looks like, we're not joking, right? You're serious. And I was like, yeah, man. And he just stepped back, killed the drink, slammed it on the table. I'm like, all right, let's go. And I was like, that's my dude right there. Right there. So I appreciate you, man, for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
VP's always looking to fight, though.
Man.
Kind of.
Well, he had a good laugh when I almost took out half of the university.
Oh, yeah.
Population, but
when I know y'all got my back and y'all the calm ones, then of course I might be a little aggressive. But I can be the calm one. Yeah, Chris was going to whoop some. Bunch of 18, 17, 18-year-olds. I was like,
they don't go to college.
I was like, Chris, so we shouldn't even be in this place right now. Let's just go. For you,
like B said, though, if one goes, we all go.
We all go.
So,
you know what? We've been having too much fun. Let's not talk. I'm not even going to go there. Well, let's just say in general.
Go ahead.
Let's just say in general, and piggybacking off of that, is that as a friend, as B said, as we're talking, I mean, if I'm anywhere with you guys and there's an altercation or something jumps off, and I'm for real with this, even if there's weaponry jumping off, we all got to go out. I can't even imagine leaving, walking away, letting one of y'all get arrested and not trying to deal with it or whatever, and just being like, oh, well, I guess I'll just go home and let alone be out of town somewhere.
Oh, no.
And just bounce. Yeah. I don't even understand that how you do that to a friend or somebody that you consider your friend.
Mm-hmm. So, are we going there?
I mean, we can a little bit. I was trying to, I think that's a little, but I want to keep it more, you know, do you turn your back on your friends or what won't you do if your friend was in need or in a situation?
I mean, if you're asking me to do something that's potentially going to be putting me in prison for a while, like
even if it's in defense of
no, if it's something that,
where's Chris?
No, if you're like, hey man, I needed something to happen to someone's house, they needed some quick money, they had to do, needed a whatever.
Like, where's Chris? Chris be like, I knew that I would have to bail y'all out.
So
Y'all's funny. I love it. I agree with you. I hear what you're trying to say. I'm the
attorney. I'll just put on the good suit.
There you go.
The double breast.
And they would believe you.
Yeah. Slick the hair a little extra.
I mean, be prepared for that. Be like, yeah, we might need you to do that. Now, would you do that? Be like, Chris, I need you to just kind of dress up a little bit and act like you're my attorney.
Would trust me. I'm a sales rep at heart. Okay. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. All right. But I mean, because that's not necessarily totally honest. But you're just saying that, you know, short
his,
of doing
something illegal. I'm here for his defense. I don't have to be an attorney.
There you go.
You've been with us when we've sat in the hood and sitting barbecue and police drive by a few times and Chris would say.
Oh, I'll go talk to him.
Just, I got it. You know, if they come over here, I got it.
I'll go talk.
Hey, how you doing, police? How you doing, officers? I'm just checking on my rental property over here.
The landlord? It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like a brew?
Yeah, I'm the landlord.
He's like a hot dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys. Great seeing you.
Yep. So, you know.
But
I've only traveled a couple times, maybe once with you. I know you all traveled more. But even when we did travel that one time, I think we roll. Even when we go out, we roll in groups.
We're rolling together or not.
Yep. Even if one of our friends is walking across the street and he doesn't know where he's going because he's had a little bit too
many. Right down the middle of the street?
Wait, who are we talking about?
I'm not going to say. Even if we're seeing buildings on fire.
It was my birthday. We were walking into Union.
Even when one of us gets Vogue on.
Oh, God, Vogue.
Even when one of us gets
Vogue on.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, we need to reach out to that brother.
Was that the same time that...
Yeah, what's up with Mario?
Was that the same time when Calvin wore the leather jacket and the sweater?
That was Vogue night.
Yeah.
That was Vogue.
Same time, 78 degrees.
Same time, we're all standing there like, is that building over there on fire?
Yep, that was that night. Man, we've had some memories.
I just kept saying, is there flames on the inside?
Watching DeRay talk to himself for a good 2 to 3 minutes as he's staring at the window. I'm like, are you okay?
Yep.
He's just like, no, I got to go get a drink.
Sorry, y'all. Y'all, listeners.
You had to be there.
You had to be there. We're loving it. We're reminiscing in White Boy Wednesday. We appreciate you guys that go on a journey with us.
Yeah,
So one quick thing, and our boy B,
here you go, Queen,
came up with it. Yeah, Queen is classic. So the male singer at the beginning of Apple of My Eye, his name is Jim Gilstrap, and the female, her name
is Sarita?
Nope, Kai K. Lessier.
Okay.
Lesser. And that came from the engineer.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're
talking about. Only the first verse. They both sing, and then after that, it's all Stevie.
Yeah.
But when you listen to it, and I feel like for years, you listen to it, I pull up my eye, you be like, yeah, Stevie Wonder, boy. And then, you know, you kind of hear that part, and then when you finally say, wait a minute, what were them voices? Then Stevie comes on, and so you don't necessarily pay attention to it, but
yeah.
And that was in the days where, you know, did they get credit on the album? I'm sure they got credit somewhere, but like it wasn't Stevie Wonder featuring. Right. Nowadays, everybody's got to be featuring, but me and you had that conversation and debate. I feel like when Keith Sweat's album first came out, Oh Girl, she wasn't. And Jackie McGee.
Make It Last Prince, Forever.
Yeah, later Prince, she got her feature. But when that album first came out, which, by the way, was either last month, it just celebrated like 35 years or something.
Make It Last Forever. I mean, that album. 87 that came out. So, yeah.
And it came out in November or something. But anyway, I don't feel like she got her credit.
Hold on a second. This is a white boy.
Wayne's World.
I was just about to say, are you thinking about Wayne's World right now?
This is a white boy. I knew it. So let me. Okay. Here you go, white boy.
First time I heard this was in a buddy's house in like seventh grade. His parents had a jukebox. It sounded amazing. But they just blared it through the house. What in the heck is
this? Here comes the white boy climax in a minute. Enjoy, engineer. Enjoy, Taj. Ready? Here you go. Flint, Michigan is having a fit right now. Like, what the hell is going on? Ready, y'all?
Right here.
Here it comes. White Boy Wednesday.
Said Flint's tripping.
Flint is bugging right now. Like, this is that BS I'm talking about. Except they said it with more bass in their voice. So. But this is what we do here on So Audible Detox, White Boy Wednesday. We celebrating our white people.
The best part about the music, though, is 95% of it I don't listen to.
I mean, but how can you just not like Queen, though?
Queen, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's rhythmic.
I've never seen Bohemian Rhapsody. Have you seen it?
It's actually really good.
Is it really good?
I haven't watched it, but I heard it was really good.
Okay. I've seen it, but not in a state that I could kind of tell y'all much about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just, you know, it's one of the movies.
And y'all haven't watched Elvis yet?
I have no interest.
No.
Okay. I want you to watch it.
I wasn't a fan of his music.
Yeah.
Neither was I, but everybody keeps saying it's more of a storyline that's worth checking out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. It's 8:11, and you said you had some topics.
I got some other topics, sure.
Let's go.
So let's talk about, one of them is movies. We're going to talk about movies. But the other thing is, how do you feel, or have you ever been, and Chris, this might be a question for you, not a question for both of you guys, about going to a movie theater where people are truly talking through the whole movie, and it's just kind of the vibe of the theater. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
Roseville 4 all the time.
Roseville 4. That was a throwback.
You had to be 10.
No. I used to go there all the time for whatever Dollar Tuesday or whatever Dollar Movie.
Roseville 4.
Yeah, I ride my bike and go. Okay.
Where the current Cub Foods is.
Yes.
The current Cub Foods. That's where I saw Star Wars.
It was a Rainbow.
It was Rainbow.
Yep.
It was Rainbow after
Days of Thunder. Oh, man.
Yeah. I saw Star Wars there.
Yep. Yeah.
When it was like, I'm talking the original, so we're talking late 70s.
77, yeah. Remember Cine 4?
In Maplewood?
I think that was in West Side.
Okay, yeah.
Movie theater?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Signal Hills.
Signal Hills, yep. Yep. When he said Roseville 4, I was like, whoa!
Roseville 4. So, I still think Minnesota... I know what you're talking about, Chris, but in Minnesota movie theaters and people talking, it's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like a theater, and I first experienced it in Chicago, where truly, yes, there was a movie playing, but it was a hangout spot. Like people were in the lobby kicking it, you know, beat boxes. It was in the time of the hip hop kids, breakdancing, whatever. And truly through the movie, they're dancing and whatever. I mean, it's part of the movie, but the people are in the thing doing it. Or
to me, that's different. That means that's an environment. Yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of.
I'm walking into this going, all right.
It's part of the environment. Yes. Right.
But if I'm sitting there in a movie and it's like super serious and somebody just won't shut their mouth.
Yeah.
Do you think they should put restrictions on the movie theaters where only after later movies are for like people on over a certain
I'm just saying. I do not like going into especially a grown movie at 9 10 o'clock and got somebody with the babies in there with them. That's a problem for me. And it still happens. I mean, I literally seen it in the last
folks leave your baby at home.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah,
if you can't get a babysitter, get a fire stick
spot
by himself.
Fire stick it up. So yeah. Another experience like that. And again, I can't say I've ever had this in Minnesota, except for maybe. Did you ever go to a movie, Prez, at what's the one across the street from 7?
Uptown.
Oh, that one was kind of.
I mean, not Uptown. Skyway.
Yeah.
I never went to that movie.
That one was kind of an experience.
I've never even been in that building.
Yeah.
What is it? It's Barfly or something?
Barfly now.
No, that's a different building.
But I mean, it was Barfly at one time, right?
No, it was like Club Escape.
No.
I thought it was Barfly.
No, Barfly is on Hennepin.
That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
So not across from Seven the other way.
Okay, yeah.
On Hennepin.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I was thinking like City Works
Club or something. Nope, the other way.
Yeah,
I was like, on Hennepin. But it used to be a movie theater. But
I said you and Calvin hang out.
I'm kind of speaking on like
City Works.
Like I've had some experiences going to, like, there was a movie, one of my HBCU experiences. So for those that are listening, I went to Hamline University. For John, the real HU here in Minnesota. But what I did to get my black college experience is, you know, for spring breaks or homecomings, we would just get in the car, man, and just go.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a couple experiences where we were in Virginia and we went to a movie that was on campus or by campus. And, man, it was, to your point, Chris, it was a party. I mean, drinks was flowing, right, in the theater, bottles being passed, all kinds of stuff. And it, but again, somebody coming from this environment, right, having, mm-hmm, going to that, it was different. Because it's like, well, I'm used to being in the theater, everybody's being quiet, mm-hmm, and just watching the movie.
If I'm going to pay almost $20, I want to hear everything.
You know, back in those days, I don't know if it was $20.
I'm talking about now.
Yeah, nowadays. Yeah. But back in that time, it might have been $10, but I mean, still, yeah, felt the same. Like, well, I'm paying $10. But the enhanced experience of, hey, everybody's in here having a great time, it was actually worth it. So anyway, that was a random thing. The other things I have on here are, we could talk about Herschel if you really want to. Did y'all hear what he just did recently?
Go ahead. Entertain me.
Well, he just basically let it slip that he ain't even living in Georgia.
No, he's living in Texas.
Yeah. Apparently, though, and I'm sure the engineer will say this, apparently some states.
The engineer's not supporting him, is he?
No. But he knows the political, legal thing. Okay. Because apparently in some states, you don't have to have residency there until you take office.
Sure.
Okay.
So you can run and whatever and not actually live there. But I still feel like that wasn't something he said. It kind of slipped out. And here's another one. Chris is getting it in right now.
See, this makes me mad.
Go ahead, let it go.
I wish they would play this at the Vikings games like they used to.
They used to, yeah.
At the Metrodome. Oh, man. We used to play this in the locker room before we go to the game.
This is a weight room.
This was, you know what?
This,
sure,
this is a weight room song.
We had in the defensive, in when I played football, we had our side of the locker room. Offense was on the other side. This was a, we had a tape. That was a tape, but yeah, this was on there.
Oh yeah.
All I can hear is like the dropping of the weights, clanking, and like, yeah, let's go, go, come on.
Think of the movie The Program.
Right.
They're all getting jacked.
We were talking earlier about how we all roll, yep, out of town, how we all stick together and get in a situation. You have a story that you wanted to talk about. I'm going to switch it to a little serious about the young lady.
Oh, okay.
Did you still want to hit that?
Well, I mean,
we're not going to be here next week, so we might as well.
Okay. So, sorry. As you guys know, we're always eating in here. Sure, we're making Philip mad.
We clean up our mess.
Whatever. So I was referencing the whole friend thing because I don't know if anybody is aware that's listening. There was a situation about a month ago where a young girl and some of her friends, cute little girl too,
mm-hmm,
went to Mexico and basically. And I'm still not totally clear on all the things. And to me, it's not about the... But there's a video out there that her friends are taking on the phone or whatever, videotaping her getting just pretty
much
beat up.
Did you see the video?
Yep.
I didn't see the video.
Yeah. And it's not... Yeah. If you don't know, because I saw it kind of right away. If you don't know what really happened to her, it's not graphic or not. I mean, she's getting beat up. And then many fight scenes that you've seen, right, but she's not fighting back. And they're videotaping and they're like,
she was asleep, wasn't she?
She was, but they're kind of, but she did get up. I mean, she was up and you know, standing off with the girl, and then old girl just started wailing on her, but she wasn't fighting back. And her friends are videotaping it, saying, well, why aren't you fighting back? And she said, no. And I'm like, I don't know what led up to that. Or who the person that she was fighting was, that one of her friends. I think when I first saw it, I thought it was one of her friends, but I think they've since said it was somebody in Mexico. I don't know. It was a Mexican person.
I heard they kind of set her up.
Maybe that. And I've heard that, but the bottom line is she gets hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. And ultimately, it was her neck. And again, the way she fell, it, again, if you don't know that she had something wrong with her neck, it's not like, oh, God, you just see her die. It doesn't look like that. Right. It just looks like she's getting beat up and not really nobody not helping her. They're just recording her getting beat up. But then she said that her friends tell the authorities or the doctor or whatever that she had too much to drink. Now, this is before the video comes out, right? Had too much to drink. And so a doctor actually came up and looked at her and said, you know, she's not very responsive, whatever. I'm going to assume that she was still alive at this point, right? And they said she should go get some help. They were like, no, we're not going to take her. Well, she'll just sleep it off because they were saying she was drunk, right? And then some point after that, I don't know if they did send her to the hospital, if they just, but they basically come home and she's still there. So I don't know if they left her at the hotel but that's the part that I don't even. They did call her parents and say, you know, she had drank too much and think she got some alcohol poisoning and whatever. But at no point did anybody say she was dead. Maybe they didn't know. I don't know. But why are you not making sure that you know what's going on before you get your butt on the plane and go back home? That's kind of my question.
Were they young?
Mid-20s.
Younger.
She was her 40th birthday?
Oh, wow. No, I don't know if she's that old. Maybe 30th.
Maybe 30.
I don't know if she's that old. They're younger than us. I mean, they're probably our older kids' age.
The reason why I said that is because I know that most of us, and we're not including the out-of-towners.
Yeah.
But most of us that travel or we row together, a majority of us are the same age. We're pretty close in age. So to the point that we made before, if something happens, it only takes one of us to leave the situation. Let us do a count after we get away from whatever mess that we're in and we notice there's one of us missing and that person is at home. There's going to be a problem.
Right.
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 You know, and not that I would want to put any of y'all in jeopardy, but I like the fact, like you said, like if something happens, if it gets down to that point, at least you're going to grab your boy and say, come on, man, it's time to go. Or if it's time to do what we need to do, we're going to do it. But I think at the age that we're at, we kind of think like that. So, and even if something like we were traveling out of town and one of us got sick or something like that, I don't think, or we maybe had too much to drink or whatever, but whatever the situation is, mm-hmm. I think we're at the age where we're going to be like, yo, you know, we can't leave this cat by himself, blah, blah, blah. We got to make sure he's straight. Or if we're all out, hey, I'm going to take Eric back to the place, or I'm going to take Chris back, you know. Or,
but do you think there was an age in your life where you weren't that?
No, I mean, that.
I don't.
That story makes me sick.
Yeah. No.
Just even like thinking of the. I haven't watched the video. I can just envision.
To your point, no. Because I think, you know, I think that goes to. That's why I said she. And I heard the story that she was set up. But it's like, watch who you hang around with. Like, everybody ain't your friend.
True.
Right?
Very true.
And 9 times out of 10, if you live long enough, they got one time to show you who they really are. And that's the time where you be like, nope, I'm done.
Right.
Right. And so I was talking.
Think about the type of person you are videotaping this.
Yeah, I was going to say. How did that tape get? How did they get it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, it was obviously one of
somebody
the people that knew her.
Somebody or and somebody yeah, posted it.
It got out there. Yeah. So again, that's the other thing about this generation, right? You done did something real wrong. You know something that you ain't telling nobody. You ain't really revealing all. But you gonna go put out a video? I mean, I'm not advocating or promoting that we should be, doing things wrong.
Right.
But I mean, again, and you've heard me say it, I mean, this younger generation can't even do wrong right? They always recording everything. Everything's got to be posted. Everything's got to be, you know, for the record. Everything's got to be on the gram. And then you literally are recording. Maybe they didn't realize it. But even beyond the recording, they realized something because you called people, you said, oh, she's drunk or she's something. You knew something was wrong. This might even be after the video part. But if you had any clue, if if you were going to lie about it versus just saying somebody jumped her, right? Right. You're recording this, right? If I'm going to lie about it, that video ain't going nowhere. And like I said, I want to preface the tone of my conversation mm-hmm. here. But if I'm going to lie about it and say, oh, she drank too much, but I know I videotaped her getting her butt whooped, that doesn't make sense to me.
Like, yo, you got to get up the phone. You got to erase that stuff. But here's the other thing you said, that everybody in the crew may not be violent, may not be the fighter or whatever, to the point where you said that she wasn't fighting back.
Nope, not at all. They were even asking her, why aren't you fighting back? And she was like, nope.
Again, it's different, though.
What do you mean?
I think she's doesn't have any way to protect herself, so she's getting... she's getting her butt kicked. If we're in a situation and somebody's uncomfortable, like all of us, mm-hmm. and somebody's uncomfortable, that's different.
Now I agree with you.
That's completely different.
And that was my point. Like, if one of us is in the fight and we don't like the fight and we're just getting taxed,
we got to break it up.
And again, I know you guys haven't seen it, but there was several opportunities for them to do that. Again, at the beginning when they were squaring up, she was up. Maybe you say, we don't know what led up to that. Maybe she started. I don't know. So at the beginning, you know, maybe you let it have. But once the fight starts happening, and there was plenty of time, and there was obviously more than just this person on the video. There were several people in the room. There was plenty of time to say, okay, she ain't going to fight
back.
That's
enough.
Let's step in here. Right. And they never did that, bro.
So, yeah. That's why it's fishy. Yeah. Right. So, message. So, just watch who watch says who they're your friend. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody ain't. Mm-mm. Yeah. And, you know, we was talking about that when I was talking to that kind of that same situation about just your friends. Like, all of us have been knowing each other 20 years plus. All of us have been friends. I think maybe...
Close.
I think maybe 18. Like Calvin and you, because Calvin just got put into the mix probably, 10 years ago, maybe some five, anywhere but 7 to 10 years ago, right? But I think most of our friends... I knew you said something, but I didn't hear. But most of our friendship...
Well, close to 10.
Yeah, so most of our friendship is all... very, very over a matter of time, right? And so we know each other, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, to your point, like, it's just like, yeah, I don't know.
It just makes me sick. Regardless of what started, how the whole thing started, right. Somebody decided, I'm going to record this.
And not one person felt uncomfortable with saying, this is enough.
To me, that's just bizarre. That's just a weird mentality to be like, I want to watch this person get just beat up.
Right. Whether you thought they were going to die or not.
And then we've been down.
I mean, at some point.
I'm not a huge fighter myself. Like,
but I mean, fights. Yeah, but at some point you're getting beat down. You'd
that's
be
what
like,
I mean.
They're going to get died.
There's times when we've been downtown and I've seen guys get just completely knocked cold. Like, mm-hmm. That makes me sick to my stomach. Like, this person has no cognitive ability to even know where they are right now. They're stiff as a board. And then you're watching this young girl just get beat down, and you're not going to do anything.
Right. Yeah, that's
like, that's just you have a. The
I'm even that guy in that type of situation, Chris. Like, okay, fight starts. Of course, I'm not going to get in it. You know, whatever. But to your point, somebody gets knocked out and they fall, and then if there's more happening, you know, they're trying to stop them. Like, yeah, I'm even that guy that's trying to be like, no. Hold on, y'all. Let's. That's enough.
Right.
You know, trying to get in there.
You made
and sometimes, I mean, that could be putting myself at risk, right? Mm-hmm. But to your point, you don't want to watch that. I mean, okay, you
if
made your point.
If they needed to square up
out.
For whatever reason, if it had to come to blows for whatever reason, okay, great. You didn't use a weapon. You didn't pull out a gun.
Right.
You stood toe-to-toe. Fine. Okay, you guys went at it for a couple rounds. Okay, now we're done. You made your point.
Right. Okay, look how so a little bit off the topic, but on an old topic, Henry's obviously he's on Facebook, so he responded to his favorite.
What's
movie.
Up, Hen?
He said this Christmas. So I think that's the one.
Yep,
we
that's
were
Chris Brown. Yep, I think nephew said the same thing.
Yeah, Henry just liked my text about the
Christian Leitner,
the brim, the hat.
Yeah, Yeah.
That was funny. He, all of a sudden, this pickup truck pulls up with a big...
Oh, really? Christian Laettner did sign you?
Oh, for real? Yeah, no. Yeah. He literally... We were walking... We were coming out of the theater, and all of a sudden, this pickup truck pulled up with a timber wolf, a bigger wolf on the side of the pickup truck. We're like, oh, wow, that looks really nice. Nice decal. I mean, like, airbrushed and everything on. Sure enough, Christian Laettner and his, I don't know if his girlfriend or his wife get out of the vehicles, and I'm just like, oh. And I had Orlando Magic, actual Orlando Magic hat on, and I'm like, yeah, I did. And I was like, well, how can I get his autograph? So I just flipped the hat over and had him sign the bottom of the brim because it was green.